Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. George, did you put soccer on? Who put soccer on? You suck. You got the. Is that the soccer? What is that look right there?
U.S. Women's National Team goes for back-to-back World Cup starting today.
A little back-to-back.
They start at 2, so perfect timing.
You up in this thing?
Perfect timing.
Alex Morgan.
Yep.
She's kind of a cutie on the low, isn't she?
Yeah. A cutie with a hell of a leg.
Who's the best player? Is she the best on the team?
I would argue that she is the best. Either her or Megan Rapinoe.
Who's the goalie?
Oh, it starts with an N. I never know how to pronounce her name.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You could have said anything out of it. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, her.
It's not Hope Solo. It used to be Hope Solo. Hope Solo does predict that USA wins 6-0
name.
Today.
So her real name is Hope?
Yep.
And her last, I mean, that's, there are certain names, it's just like you're instantly famous. Right? Like,
yeah.
Was there a LeBron before LeBron?
Don't think so.
Where'd she get LeBron from?
That's a great question. Because I don't think I even knew of a LeBron.
I don't think I had heard of LeBron.
I mean, now it's common.
Well, now, Cynthia's dog's name is LeBron. So. You know that, Stibbs, right? Cynthia's dog. Yeah. Is that not the greatest thing I've ever. Few things warm my heart more than the idea of like someone saying, someone naming a dog LeBron. That's LeBron? Just great. I've told you what I've settled on my next dog's name.
Oh, yeah.
Going with Clay. Oh, I can't wait for Clay. Let's get to Ed. Let's talk a little bit about Kevin Durant. What's up, Ed? Appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, man. Just calling on KD, man. That 12 minutes showed, I think, everybody that if he was able to go for the whole finals, it would be the other way for Golden State. This series would already be done and over. He just is that dominant of a player. And I think he just had it in his mind that he's got to give it a shot. He's got to try to turn this 3-1 deficit around to cement his legacy. I don't think it was anything with any doctors or anybody else telling him anything different. I think he just had it in his mind that, man, I want to go to bat for my team.
Yeah.
And see if we can pull this thing out.
Right. No, I agree. I appreciate the phone call. It is true. Like, there's something weird. I think the hard part about all this is, like, and listen, injuries are a part of sports. So, you know, it is what it is, but at the same time, there's also, like, I think we all kind of think that if both teams are at full strength that Toronto would not be winning. Nope. So I think that's also kind of makes it hard, too, to kind of digest and assess and analyze and all that. Because, again, my analogy was you're bumper to bumper on one lane, and then all of a sudden you get out to two or three lanes, and it's like, oh, it feels great. It's what the first quarter felt like. Watching Kevin Durant, it was like, oh, look at all that space. Oh, look at that. Look at that. That's a golf clap, George. That's not a soccer clap, okay? Let's take a Kit Kat and let's get to our crossover with John and Josh. Get you set for the program. We come back.